Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me in the Atlanta Rhythm section, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my award-winning book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen the Force Rohr is still in the building. Her books, The Bare Bone Biz Plans, are very important. Where did the money go? Et cetera, et cetera. The little ones are called The Weekend Biz Plan and Biz Plan, and Ellen, I need your website, please.
It's ellenrohr.com, ellenrohr.com.
Right. And so,
easy peasy.
Exactly. So, Ellen, we're talking about how to get unstuck. You were telling us in the previous segment that you were working on something creative and uncharacteristically for you. You couldn't seem to get the words out. You got stuck, and so you were telling us about some of the things that you did, and you introduced the concept of water.
Yes.
And I wanted to come back to a couple of other things that you mentioned that you talked about in the piece that you wrote. I love the things you talked about water. Let me tell you something. You said this in your piece. You talked about the shower.
Uh-huh.
I want to go one step further with that. Not only will the running water over you, will that be good for you.
Yeah.
But and it's not just don't just get up from your desk in the middle of the day and go take a shower.
No.
Wait till tomorrow morning. Let me tell you why. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but my most creative moments are in the thing when I think of things, when things come to me out of the blue that I couldn't have gotten any other way. It's when I'm in the shower in the morning. And here's what I've learned about this: when you wake up, the right side of your brain, the creative side of your brain, wakes up 30 to 45 minutes before your left side does, the engineer side.
That is so cool. And
so,
you know,
but my point is when you're taking a shower in the morning, be prepared to let those things flow. Think,
mm-hmm.
In other words, if you're stuck today and it won't come out, but it's really bugging you, it's on your mind, you really want it to happen, listen for it in the morning in the shower.
You know, that's a
cool
combination of sleeping on it,
yeah,
and then having
right.
the shower help release the
creativity. Have you noticed that?
That's a very good tip.
Well, see, your left side of your brain, when it wakes up, your right side says, sure, everybody will want a cow turned upside down painted purple, right? Everybody wants that. But when your left side of your brain wakes up, they're going to say, are you out of your mind? So you got to get the creative stuff out before the left side wakes up.
Oh, that's so smart. Yes,
the other thing is, yeah, I like what you said about walking.
That's a great tip for getting unstuck.
I like what you said about walking around.
Walking around contains the energy, too. Sometimes I will just go outside the building.
Yes.
I will circumnavigate the building. I'll pick up trash. Now, there's no bad thing that happens there. So I'll grab, like, a plastic bag. I'll walk outside. I'll take a few deep breaths. You get a different perspective. You look up instead of at the screen. And you pick up a little trash. You're doing a good deed. All of those things can
that's
change
exactly
the energy.
Exactly right.
I've said that's another good idea. Do something like that. That'll help you get unstuck. Shower tip, great idea. Another thing I did is I realized that what was happening is I had these 20-something kids, and I was in this environment that was noisy. I had my phone next to me. It was blowing up, and I had too many variables going on. So the next thing I'm going to suggest, the next thing I did as I got unstuck was I reduced the variables.
Hmm.
I put my phone in my purse. I turned to the kids I was with. I said, could we just turn the music off? There was just too much going
mm-hmm.
on for me. Right? You can move yourself out of the situation, but I can't multitask. I don't
mm-hmm.
believe in multitasking. I think that we can move from task to task quickly, but trying to do too many things at once, to me, makes
it crazy.
Quality
work does not... You can move things forward when you multitask if they're in a certain condition to where they can be moved forward. But if it requires quality work, that's
mm-hmm.
not multitasking.
I so agree. I just needed a little bit of focus, and there were too many variables in my situation. So cutting out some variables can really, really help, and it made me feel a little less distracted.
Right,
so
exactly.
So then I started writing, and here's with this particular task. So my task at hand was to write this specific copy. So I started writing about something else, and in fact, what I started writing about was about being stuck and then getting unstuck and the experience that I was having at the moment. And the reason I started doing that was because that was what was real and clear to me right now, and at least it got my fingers on the keyboard. So there was now some physical movement in the direction
mm-hmm.
of what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No question about it.
You know, what do they say that, you know, what writing is easy? You just wake up every day and open a vein.
Well, and the thing is you and I are writers. Everybody,
yeah.
Most other people out on Main Street, even though you and I know they could write if they tried harder, many people don't think of themselves. When we're talking about getting unstuck, folks, this is just the way we get stuck. You could be stuck in a lot of different ways. It could be trying to decide, make a decision about whether to go or no go with a customer or go or no go with an employee, either to get rid of them or hire one. It could be to add a product or not add a product. It could be whether to borrow money or not borrow money. You could be stuck anywhere.
Right, and then just if what you're stuck on is making a decision, then, as you said, make a decision about something else. Let me make a decision about lunch. Let me decide what we're doing this afternoon. You know,
right.
Just get the gear in
Absolutely.
Motion again. But it helps sometimes to avoid the sticky subject
mm-hmm.
and just move in the direction of that activity in a less threatening way. So
Ellen,
I started to write. In fact, I ended up writing the blog I wrote about getting unstuck because you got some production. You'll
hold
use it
on
somewhere.
To that thought, Ellen. We got to take a quick break. EllenRohr.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.